1949, I returned, came back to ICI, and in that time there was quite a strong dramatic club developed. I got involved in doing that. It joined up with other young chaps, young lab assistants, and we got involved in doing that. First thing I actually did, I think, was to help with the building of some scenery designed and managed by a chap called Bert Thompson, who was a senior designer at ICI Publicity. He'd actually had worked at, I think, Pinewood Studios or one of the other film organisations. So he had professional experience of theatre and dramatic work. He was a very cunning designer. We built this at Lockleys, which was then not a school. It was still Lockleys Estate. We built it in the stable, as I remember.
Right.
And the stuff was all loaded on a lorry, and we moved into the barn, which was then, of course, managed, we're talking 1949-1950, by the Barn Theatre Management Committee, because the barn itself had been taken over during the war. I'm assuming you've got some previous history about the barn, so you don't need all the backstory on that.
Yes.
I think it was like a 2-week booking. You moved in, was it 2 weeks? Yes, it must have been.
2 weeks or 3 weeks?
No, it was 2 weeks. You moved in on the Sunday, and you opened on the following at the following weekend. So you had to build, rehearse, light, everything. And of course, there was no facilities within the barn theatre consisted of the auditorium and the dressing rooms and a little pokey foyer with outside toilets, and that was it. And I got involved doing more stuff, actually performing. Met Pamela, who was also at ICI, and she'd been involved actually with the dressing club before I had. There's a play called Cockpit, which was a kind of post-war thing about refugees in Berlin, was it set? I can't remember. Anyway, there were refugees, there was a cast of soldiers who stood at the entrances with bayonets and stuff. One of the members of that cast was a chap called Berners-Lee. Not the Tim Berners-Lee who invented the internet, but his dad. And he was a statistician, worked at ICI Distribution, and was always figuring out new ways of doing this, that, and the other. And he had a long series. He was a fairly minor character, but at least all he wandered about was pushed here, there, and everywhere. And at one point in the play, he was directed to go up a ladder, disappear into the loft above the stage. And one evening, he got so engrossed in doing some notes in that place, he forgot to come down again.
Cockpit. Oh, well, Berners-Lee, that Eric was talking about, was the man who was my boss at ICI.
Right.
And I happened to be on the stage management side when he went up into the roof and forgot to come down.
Yeah.
And because he had the only ladder in the place, which he took up with him, there was nothing we could do about it except
shout or improvise.
No point in shouting because he wouldn't have heard but he did come down with a complete new cue line for us for the next day.
Right.
A complete new set of
coding.
Coding, yes.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Mystery of the Marie Celeste, which is about the famous ship that did whatever. Mm. To which I, one of my first stage designs, and I become irritated. I learnt a bit about lighting, and I got a concern with the limits of this having a flat ceiling because you couldn't put anything anywhere. So during the summer before that, the management committee let me, I think they didn't stop me, let me take the ceiling away and provide a coat hang up so you could hang a lot more stuff.
The ICI ran a dramatic club, and in fact they ran lots of clubs, you know, bridge and football and cricket and things like that. And the secretaries could ask new members of ICI if they wanted to join a particular club. And depending on how many you joined, the ICI management would put in £5 for every person who joined the club. So the lad who was going around asking about the dramatic club was the first one.
You got nobbled.
I got nobbled, yeah. Yeah, so I was involved in cockpit. No, when I was at school, my drama mistress said she thought I would be better backstage, which is where I was. Mind you, it had its uses.
Yes.
Because the backstage people were invited to the boys' grammar school. So I didn't mind that at all.
No.
I'm not really good at acting anyway. I walked across the barn stage publicly once.
Right.
When I was stage management and somebody didn't turn up. So yes. There was a point when Eric had been stage director and I took over from him, and he had done the front stage crew, and I was working with Stella Taylor, who was a great innovator, and we decided to take down the backstage ceiling, which was 10 foot, except where it had sunk a bit when it was only 9 foot something.
Okay.
And we stripped it all down and boarded up the rafters, and that was...
Maybe that's... But the other garage, quite a lot of the other garages were let out as garages. But, and in particular, the one that was in this corner here, which is now our stage manager's corner, there was a chap who used to drive his car in the evening. So in the middle of a dramatic episode, you would suddenly hear this vroom, 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 and smoke would sort of appear to him. Don't talk about health and safety.
Sitting in the auditorium, there was a blue haze over the whole stage.
That's right. But the back wall.
Yes.
Was Wilco Dramatic Club. This is...
Yes.
Okay.
Sports and social, darling.
Yes.
This was the games room.
Right, yes.
So you get the sound of ping-pong balls hitting the back wall. So it's all quite... the outer roof was still the outer roof as it had been. And I can recall doing one play with ICI, the early 50s obviously, a play called The Petrified Forest, which is set in the Arizona desert, and we had snow dripping through the roof. It's us in our sort of t-shirts and sort of bronze makeup and shivering. ICI were much more booty out at the last night of the show. You got the audience out and you shut the doors and got the gin out. They were quite...
civilised, I would say.
Quite uncivilised. And there was a tradition then also of doing a skit on the play. The guys would get together and write a send-up and do a thing. You remember those?
Oh, yes.
They were quite witty.
Very rude, too.
Quite rude, yes. Was that a lot of drawing room plays, one sort or another, with light fittings and candelabra and whatever, and stand light and so forth. And so we'd come in and turn on the light. When you turn on the light, you've got to turn on the light that is, and also bring up the spotlight to touch that area.
Yes.
And people would come in, put the hand under the light, and the light over there would go on. And of course, then you're in the circuit of getting around and getting in the right. So that was a very common one. We're talking in pre-1960, whatever. You had Welland Drama Club, Welland Folk Players, ICI Dramatic Club, Wellingtonians, Girl Guides, Film Society, Housegate Players occasionally. You know, there's a whole raft of people all using this, all coming in with their own sort of thing. And none of them really put very much to it, except on an occasional, particular person basis. But they didn't. Yeah. There was no sort of team sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And we really ought to be doing something to get these clubs to join together.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually we did. But before that, the Drama Club and the Folk Players had mounted two or three joint productions, simply to show that we can work together and show what could be done if we did that. And the first one of those was the Beggar's Opera. We actually, this involved a chap called Mervyn Lloyd, Damien Mayfair.
Yes.
Great guy, very energetic, and he was in, his career was in advertising, film direction and so forth. And he had a lot of connections and so forth, which were quite useful to us. Anyway, he directed this, he was director and I was producer. We were the management team on this. That still had, despite the fact that it had a cast of 20, I suppose, an orchestra on stage, And still, that one entrance in the back corner.
Goodness.
Oh, yeah, that actually came on through the orchestra, down to the back and all the rest of it. But, yeah, and that was a huge success.
The orchestra be made up from...
Oh, it was all sorts of people. It was led by Ray Asby, name you might have heard. Asby of the Asby and Brewer Combine, who were... The harpsichord we borrowed from... Mm-hmm. Mr. Brad Beer of Hatfield, who built it, I think. And it was a tiresome thing, because you had to tune the damn thing every night. Yeah, yeah, they went off tune. And rehearsals, Monty Bailey Monty Bailey's Drama Club.
Yes.
And one of the features of pre-amalgamation and pre-owning all the theatre was that of rehearsals, which went on wherever. ICR obviously had rooms on the site.
Yes.
But the drama club and the folk players rehearsed in various rooms, the back house rooms.
The guide hut.
The guide hut, famously.
Indeed,
regularly.
Yes.
And, of course, Marjorie Bailey's dance studio.
Applecroft Road.
All right. Called,
next door to the school.
Marjorie Bailey was famous for, you know, with dance. She organised dance routines and some of this, you know.
Yes.
And she said all that. And she, right, now everybody on the floor, cross legs, sit! You know, treated us all as if we were about 9 years old. So, I mean, I do a lot of designing in the round, as it were, and I do quite a lot on the page.
Yes.
With the drawing board and stuff.
Yes.
But quite often, in trying to assess the balance of things, you'll see how things will fit together.
Yeah.
It's useful to be able to do it in the round. So I make a box. A style box to where the entrance and all the rest of it are, like that. So, really, these are constraints. So, when you do something like this where they say, well, we want a staircase, you say, oh, thanks. When you've got a staircase, well, you've got a problem with the staircase, whatever, but behind the scenes, you've also got to have a staircase for people to get down again.
Of course.
And that
yes.
takes up space, and yes. you can't put it off into the wings because there aren't any.
Yes.
But usually, about 3 months. Three months or so.
Mm.
Maybe get longer notice in advance.